Hello, everyone, and welcome to Universal Energy Radio's LOA Blend. Hello, Liz. We're blending.
Blending it. Good morning, Anna. How are you?
I'm fabulous.
Of course you are. So just so I don't forget, of course, doing the show remotely, going back and forth from a little beach bungalow to work, to this, to that. And it's still technically a work day. And not unfortunately, because it's not unfortunate at all. But I do have to bow out of the show about 5 minutes prior to our usual sign-off.
No worries.
Yes. And then since I'm thinking about it, I just realized, of course, today is Tuesday on the air, Thursday on the air, Sunday I actually will be working on location and will not be able to co-host the show. I just realized I can't co-host and be en route to a location for a shoot. So just letting you know about that, hopefully with enough time to figure out what we're doing.
No, that's fine. Actually, I was kind of messaging with Elisa yesterday as they were rolling back towards Amsterdam, and she should actually hit U.S. soil today sometime. And,
oh, really?
She will probably be, she is going to attempt to blend it with us on Thursday morning, yes. I thought she wasn't coming back in until Thursday, but apparently she has... I know she has things to do here on Friday, and we have to work. We have to work. There's so many things that have happened while she was gone.
Yeah. I can't believe that she's on her way back already. I don't know why. I thought it was like another week.
Okay, great. No. I mean, it feels like it. Her goal was to be back actually home by the end of this week, according to. Well, she told me she would be back on U.S. I thought it was back on the 25th. That's what she told me, but we talked yesterday, so she's probably going to be on air with us on Thursday. I don't know where she'll be. I don't know if she'll be here in Georgia or in South Carolina, but she'll be one of the others.
Oh, my goodness.
So she'll be back, so we'll be stirring it up. It'll be good.
We'll be fine.
We'll get the update. We'll get the update. So it's all good. Yeah, so we've had, I don't even know if I told you this, like right the week after she took off, someone attempted to abscond with her wine tour van, one of her wine tour vans.
No, wait a minute, wait, back it up. Wait. She's like, and then I just had some sweet tea. No, back it up. Somebody tried to take the van?
Take the van, yeah. Actually, it's still sitting. Her driveway is like a dual driveway. And so it's actually sitting in the middle. So my aunt and I, not Auntie Lumpia, but another aunt who will go over and hang out with Auntie Lumpia, has she's like, you know, you need to get that van out of there because I cannot get in the driveway. Okay. Translation is you got to get the van out of there so I can get in the driveway. Although you can get in the driveway, and her car isn't that big. She's just so funny. Anyway, so yes, they actually, I can't even get a key. They jimmied the lock. I can't even get a key in the ignition. Any of that. They totally ripped out the whole key thing, mechanism or whatever. It's sitting in the passenger seat.
I
locked it up. I went in to get some insurance paperwork. I had to crawl through the back. You know, it was just crazy.
Oh, my God. What would she do without you? Jesus. You have your little cape.
She's having to come back to
S.A. Super Anna.
All kinds of chaos.
Super Anna, you're doing everything. Yeah. You're going to RV shopping. You're taking kids to orientation. You're fighting crime. You're running a wine business.
I'm designing
and
printing T-shirts. Yeah,
you're co-hosting the
show. Last night I was working on a website.
I mean, I hope that you can get away or do something or what
interesting is my life is in such a way that I'm not frantic. So
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, it's like I feel like I'm okay. I feel like I'm good.
You're totally okay.
Yeah, I'm totally okay. It's been awesome. I've been
the eye of the storm,
I've been
girl.
Enjoying myself. Yeah, and you handle things as they come up. You kind of go with the flow. Like the first week she was gone, it took me a little minute to kind of jar my brain into wine tour mode. You know, other than that, I mean, I booked a bunch of tours for September, October. You know,
oh my
so
God, you're amazing.
I physically have gotten money from people, so it's all good.
Girl, I'm telling
on
you,
on and on and on. I mean,
she needs to take you out to a nice dinner.
Well, here's the thing. Oh, she'll take care of me. Don't worry. We take care of each other. You know, because sometimes Elisa has to help me in my business. Like, logistically, her brain is amazing. Like, that's why it takes me a minute.
Her brain is. That's good. So she got you back.
Mm-hmm. I can tune into the Elisa brain. It just takes me a minute to do it. Because she, when Elisa and I work together, she allows me to have that freedom of totally going anywhere I want. Like, you know, little flitter. She and Stephanie are like that. They're my grounding Taurians, you know. They're my Tauruses. So they ground me. So when I'm working, they let me do my genius work. They will do that is their genius work. Their genius work is to keep it organized, keep it aligned, you know, Yeah, it is very much a skill.
That's a
gift. So it takes me a minute to jump into that brain, but I'll do it. I'll come
of
down
course.
And I'll plant myself if I have to. And I bless them and love them because they do let me flitter. And I appreciate them so much for allowing that.
Right. Well, it works both
ways.
It's great. It's so wonderful to have that relationship. It's great. And that you have that ebb and that flow of support and what you excel at. And what she excels at, so that's beautiful. So, and then she's able to go away for such a long time. Not many people are able to have things held down. You know, like her aunt is watching the cats. You know, you're watching the business.
Yeah,
I mean, it's great that's well, it's because it's meant to be, so it's going to be divinely orchestrated. But go back to the van. So. That was the van that they bought for the business?
They have one van that they own, and then they rent the rest. And so this was something that they decided, because they were so busy, they thought, you know, this would probably be a really great investment.
Yeah, I remember when she bought it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm personally thinking that she might just want to release it for a while, or she's going to park it at my house. That's the choice. I mean, I've got enough driveway. I've got quiet suburban neighborhood. So I did message her. She said she's very open to leaving it here. You know, it'll be a little bit of a moment to come and get it and for drivers to come and get it and stuff like that. But there's room for drivers. You know, we've had issue with you can't park your car in her yard.
I know
either.
She went to court with another friend, or what. It was a whole thing. So you know what? Bad juju. Keep it off the. Keep it out of.
Well, to keep it,
I think
keep
you're
it
right.
rotating, because even though she's got pretty much the same amount of driveway that I do, maneuvering in her, she doesn't live in a neighborhood per se. She lives on a really busy street, and it's a pretty busy street in a really
and it's a big hill,
up and coming part of town. And they're really, when you live in the city of a specific area, they're very strict about what you do and don't. Like,
well,
I
yes, remember the tree when they had to, the tree with the permit.
Oh, yeah, license and permit.
I think you're right that it needs to be released, whether to your driveway or what have you, and that they just need to lay low in terms of the outward visibility. It's a sign. To pay attention to.
Well,
so I think you're right.
You'd be amazed, like, where she's at is very much considered Atlanta, even though when I grew up, that was like, how much longer, you know, to get there. I lived even closer, and I was in the suburbs growing up, but now all of that is city. And so even I told her, I said, you know what, you should even consider using our address, because just a skip in county will bring down your taxes, will bring down everything. So We were talking about that just back and forth on Facebook. You know,
mm-hmm.
that's how she's contacting me.
Right.
So we were talking a little bit. She says she's very open to talking with me, getting back as far as moving the van over and stuff like that. Because there's plenty of room to maneuver here. I can park my Jeep in the front yard and I don't get a ticket. Oh, no, I don't park it there all week. I could do it, like if we're having a gathering or a party or something, and we really
right.
do
so
there are options.
Know.
I could.
Right.
There are options, but in most places here you're not allowed to park in the grass
because you'll kill
it.
Well,
that sounds like she had to go to court.
Yeah.
I remember we talked about this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's been a real issue around there because the drivers have to come pick up the van at her place. There's plenty
right.
of room for them to park their car. But then Elisa has to maneuver her car. So there's Auntie Lumpia doesn't drive, so that's, you know,
an additional
car. And, you know, so this whole thing, there's been a car thing, and I think energetically,
yes.
is that it's time for movement. It's time to
yes.
move forward. Even with our vehicles, I've been very blessed to have purched our vehicles brand spanking new, have paid them off, and yes, they're about 10 years old. Even though they're wonderful vehicles, things happen to them. Like we've got transmission,
right.
we just put a radiator
right.
in a Miata, and now I guess fuel pump in my Jeep. So it's like on and on and on. And so we're looking at each other going, and I'm like, this is an energy thing. This is a movement thing.
Yeah.
This is, we're talking
good for you
moving.
That you can recognize that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's been really cool to see that. Here's the really cool part, and this is why I love Law of Attraction. Because, you know, if your transmission comes out of your car, messes up in your car, people are freaking out, right? You're just,
right.
you know, get crazy. Well, we get the car home with help of friends, because I was an hour away. With the help of friends, we get the cars home, that car home, okay, it gets handled. Now, my dad's like, you know, I have this extra car. Why don't you come and get it? You know, come and get it, drive it, whatever you need to do. So my brother calls me, hey, we're taking a trip to go see Dad. You want to hop in the car with us? I'm like, well, sure. And I'll just go get
the
car.
I love it.
Drive
it back.
Now, this is – I didn't ask for anything, okay? This is stuff showing up after.
Just be receptive. Open and receptive.
The van hasn't even been to the mechanics yet. It's waiting for parts or whatever, and so here it is. And so this Miata shows up, an opportunity to ride to my dad's. Didn't even have to figure that one out,
right?
Because I was going to take the bus. I was going to hop on the bus, you know, one way. Boom, like what, $10 or something like that. No, my brother's like, no, come and drive in luxury. Okay, fine. I'm going to go.
Beautiful.
So I go. Takes me there. I drive his car back. Now, Steph's loving this car. It's a 2-seater convertible. We're going and having fun. Now, she's up in the mountains visiting her dad. It overheats. We figure that one out. We get it back. In the meantime, we get the van back. So now we had three working vehicles, but then the radiator goes out on the Miata. So then we get that one fixed.
Oh, my God.
We pick up the Miata. I go to get my Jeep, go to pull it out. It won't start. And I'm just laughing, going, it hands me a car every time I need it. And then it's like, okay, now you have to pay attention to this one. Okay, so now I'm loving this one. This one will be up and running in the next 2 days. But you know what? It's all that's how I love energy. When you recognize the gifts, even though sometimes it can be very frustrating,
even challenging,
having my
sure.
partner, well, having my partner stuck out in the middle of nowhere, Westminster, South Carolina, I didn't even know it existed. But she happened to break down in the exact spot where there happened to be people who were working on their property, and they happened to be camping out that night, who happened to show up 15 minutes after she broke down, who offered her water, who offered her an air-conditioned space, who offered her food, who helped her cool. You know, everything lined up. If you
yep.
could have broken down in any place, and I tell you, like 2 miles up the road and 2 miles back, nothing, not even a place.
Oh, my goodness.
Over, nothing but wall. But anyway, I can go on and on, but I want to say, that's my rampage of appreciation. Of saying that even though that's how you've got to see it, when stuff happens in your life, then things
yeah.
show up. You know, yes, we drove in the middle of the night to go pick her up in the middle of nowhere and meet these wonderful people and say thank you and bring her home. And then
mm-hmm.
even the tow truck driver who picked up the car would tow it up to 100 miles. So we didn't have to find a mechanic where we were. He took it. He brought it all the way to our mechanic because it was 89 miles away.
Oh, my God.
So,
you just
boom,
made
boom,
it.
Boom.
Wow.
boom, 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 boom. Anyway, but we have a caller, so I want to get them on the air because I know you've got limited time here. So
okay.
I'm going to jump into that. Yeah. Okay. Area code 302, you're on the air with the LOA Blast.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good. Caller, who's this?
My name is Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. Have we spoken with you before, or are you a first-time caller?
First-time caller.
Oh, well, welcome to the show. That's great. So,
thank you.
What we do with first-time callers is that we ask permission to connect your energy, please.
Yes.
Wonderful. And what's on your mind? What are you needing today?
Just have a relationship question, I guess. I have a friend who I'm quite interested in. We've been friends for several years. I just wanted to see if he's just kind of sending me mixed signals, if you see us ever connecting.
Okay. It's funny. It's always, honey, it's always mixed signals, isn't it?
Well, there's a trick behind it. There's something else behind it, too. He is seeing someone.
I thank you. Yeah. I kind of felt that there was a little baggage with this, a little carry-on with the situation. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's complicated. So without even digging deep into the energy, which will come as I continue to pick up on what's going on with your field, just common sense would say you kind of want to be in the wings a little bit. You don't want to get in, you know, if something's not resolved or fully defined, and you're getting the mixed signal, sometimes having the built-in boundary of, well, it's complicated, there's this other person's energy, but that actually is serving a purpose so that I can give mixed signals, and I don't have to really have any accountability, or I don't even have to make any firm decisions. It's kind of like, I'm not saying that this person is doing it, but this is an example of that dynamic of what is possible, kind of like the best of all worlds, and I don't really have to fully commit to anything. So out of a sense of protectiveness, because you are calling us, Cindy, I would say, and this goes even past the situation with these two people, to be very aware of what does not belong to you, meaning that mess, because it's a messy, I can tell you right now energetically, it's a messy situation, and you don't want to get your hands dirty. It's a messy situation.
Messy
in terms of their
relationship between them.
I'll tell you, yeah, yeah, in terms of or what I see, okay, and again, I read energy, so and I try to not get too involved in the translation of that energy, but that it feels very volatile, the dynamic between the two of them. Okay, so it's messy, and you don't want to get your hands dirty. And you also don't want to get involved emotionally so that you end up being the one being projected. I feel a concern about you being the target of projection. And what I mean by that, Cindy, is that it could be really convenient for an innocent party like yourself to be the scapegoat or to be a reason, but it's not really the reason, for issues and something that does not belong to you, because the problems and issues are there. You have nothing to do with that. Is that making sense?
I mean, of course he's not going to tell me if he's miserable, but he seems to tell me that he's happy.
But that's a mixed signal.
Yeah.
That's a mixed signal. So I would say the energy feels, it feels very static. I don't feel, the energy feels very heavy and thick with this. So I, you know, look, he can do whatever he wants in terms of the mixed signals and all of that. He's not playing the show, you are. So I'm just invested in what I'm getting from you. And okay, it's nice to get attention and it's flattering and et cetera. But until you feel a shift energetically otherwise,
I would just kind of stay in your bubble of peace and stay in your lane. And, I'm not feeling 100% about this right now. So I'm not going to encourage it. Of course, you do what you like. I'm just offering, but I am not encouraging. I'm not encouraging boundaries being blurred. If they're in a relationship, I'm going to have Anna jump in, but that's I feel pretty solid about that. I just want to see what Anna is picking up from this question.
I'm with you, Liz. It's kind of like it's an entanglement in a way, but and so the entanglement is not hers. So moving or not moving in that direction, just being observant, and like she said, stay in your bubble of peace, and it's allowing that entanglement to work itself out. You pushing to have that worked out is only going to be one of those I'm running away from instead of moving towards. And if you're caught up in that I'm running away from, then it's going to, that energy is going to come over and it present itself. It's almost like people who leaves a situation, they run from something, they run away from something, but they find themselves in the same situation. They could be across the world, but they're in the same situation. It could be a physically different individuals and different people, but it's the same situation because it's the same energy, because guess what? The energy is your energy, not other people's energy. Nothing happens external. So the thing for you is to ask, you know, first of all, what is my gift in this situation? What is it that I'm here to observe in this situation? What am I here to experience? And I feel like I'm with Liz. I feel like it's a not at this time, not saying not ever, but not at this time, only because I feel too that even though he's not here, his energy, his essence, you're connecting with his energy, obviously. I just feel like you won't experience the true essence of that until that thing is he, and it's not yours. So, you know, it's kind of like we can't say go fix that or go figure that puzzle out, because it's not yours to figure out. You have to be in unconditional loving mode, unconditional loving observation mode. And sometimes when we're caught up in something, we want it. Where's my stuff, right? Where's my person? Where's my everything? And so this could very well be, you know, your way of saying, you know, I adore you, and I have to take care of me first. Me first. Energetically,
I love
emotionally,
you, but I like
everything
better. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, again, I feel like there's the connections there. It's just not what you want. I don't feel like it's something that you don't want this situation, right? Like you're okay, but it's not the ideal situation. And the only way that that's going to become ideal is to let that entanglement or that knot work itself out.
Yeah.
And it's not your knot. So, Do you want to pull
that
a message?
No, it makes perfect sense, because, I mean, last week, like all week long, we were texting back and forth, and, you know, it was fun and flirty and everything. And then all of a sudden, he just gets weird for a few days, like ignoring text messages and everything. And I'm thinking to myself, how can you be happy if you're still talking to me? But whatever, I'm not saying that to him. But it's like he said, it's almost like he's getting pulled in, and he's like, no, this is wrong. And he starts backing off and getting weird again. But then in a couple of weeks, I'll hear from him again, and he'll go back to his, you know, flirty little self again.
Forbidden fruit, though, honey. It's the chase. This goes to like the caveman primal. This is so just primal. So it's, you know, you're always attracted to what you can't get. It's the classic, the chase and the conquest. And it's playing a little bit with fire, which a lot of people get off on that. Like, this is forbidden. And there's stuff on my phone that shouldn't be on
the phone, and she probably is very suspicious. And he's probably not as slick as he thinks he is. Sorry. And you know, and a shrewd girlfriend, especially an unhappy one and a suspicious one, she could probably open a private investigation agency. You get real sharp, real quick if you feel like somebody's straying. And it doesn't matter whether it's consummated or not. It's an energetic strain. And I would also say, too, having an exchange even with text, it makes you kind of accountable because it could be traced back to your number.
No, I know.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, you know, shiny and attractive. I want candy, but I'm not supposed to have candy. The hunt, the chase, the caveman with the claw, you know, all of that primal energy. And look, your hands are clean. You're not the one in a relationship. It does not belong to you. And I think Anna and I both agree energetically. Look, the gift, and let's focus on the gift, because all that other nonsense is not yours, Cindy. But the gift is, doesn't it feel nice to feel that you are piquing someone's interest? Doesn't it feel nice that someone regards you as attractive? Doesn't it show you what is in potentiality, what is a possibility? And doesn't it show you, probably more important than anything else, that you have the divine intelligence within yourself to make loving choices, choices that are a reflection of your self-love and your self-worth, and you have come a long way. So this is a gift. This is a barometer. This is your report card, because there was a time, and I'm thinking 7-8 years ago, and think about where you were in your life, because, again, I just read the energy, but there was a time that you probably would have gotten yourself into a pickle that would not have been cute, that you would have allowed this, that you would have felt like that was your value, and you're not that girl anymore. And is that making sense? Seven, eight years ago, like, you, this is showing you how far you've, this has nothing to do with these people. This is actually showing you in terms that you can understand that it's really going to hit home to your core, Cindy, your progress. That's what this is about.
Right.
So we say we're proud of you.
Yeah, it's like we have a hold on each other. I don't know. He started pursuing me like 3.5 years ago, and I took my time and played it cool and just wanted to know what his intentions were. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, we just talked and texted and had fun and everything for like 8 or 9 months, and then I guess finally he was like, well, look, you know, nothing's coming of this. But he wasn't coming out and saying, like, you know, hey, do you want to go out?
That's his problem, and we're not even talking about him. This is about you.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Then
you
move
on to this girl.
Yeah, but you do know. You do know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you could just say the first thing that comes from your heart, what you know to be true about yourself. There's no right or wrong answer. This is just to shift the energy. Just say one statement out loud that you know to be true about yourself. You can put your hand on your heart if you like. Just take a breath. Just say one statement that is true about yourself. Just say the first thing.
But I'm an honest person.
Thank you. There you go. There you go. That's beautiful. There you go. So you know, you don't have to call these two crazy girls on this radio show to know what's true.
No, but I need a good cup.
And you're stepping in your grace and in your truth and in your dignity and in your refinement, and that just makes you that much more attractive. So you thank these people in the messy situation. You thank them because you just got an energetic report card and you passed with flying colors. So, yeah, I think Anna and I both would agree, like, yes, yeah, step aside. You'll get signs that you understand. But for right now, leave us alone. And this show, we're so glad that you found us. We're on 3 times a week. And feel free to call us back with the progress report. But you're doing great. And you didn't get your hands dirty, thank goodness.
Let me just say this too.
And I feel guilty for that just by talking to him, knowing that he's seeing someone. So
of course, and guilt is a waste of emotion. You're fine. You're absolutely fine. Trust me, there will be plenty of things for you to feel guilty about, and there's none, because you're a lady. Thank God. And Anna, I think you were about to say something.
Well, she was saying that when she said say something about yourself, and she said honesty. And look at the situation. That's what you want from him.
Right.
You want honesty, and he's not telling you anything. But here's the deal: if you do strike up a conversation with him, ask him point blank. You know, say, "Be honest with me. Talk to me about what's going on," and start that dialogue. Not a text dialogue.
Because
of texting. I'm going to go back and forth kind of thing. I'm talking about a serious, stand-up, adult, honest conversation. Let's get this thing out, and be neutral in that conversation, and say, you know, if you want to communicate with me, you honestly tell me. Use your word. Use your power word. That's a powerful word for you. It's the first thing you said. It's a very powerful word. So use the word. I want honesty. I am honesty. So share your honesty with me.
Yeah, be strong.
Mm-hmm. Very powerful.
Be strong. You have the strength. And, give us a call back and let us know how you're doing.
Will do. Thank you so much, ladies. Have a great day.
Thanks, Cindy.
All right, good luck. Good luck, darling.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Is there anybody else?
Of course.
Hello, lady.
What's up?
That's our. We're getting lullified. Her name is Lola. She has an opinion. All right. And she knows what I'm talking about. Good morning, gorgeous, beautiful woman. We love so much. How are you?
Good morning, Beta. What are you all doing?
Oh, my God. We are talking to you.
About the case that came to the store and going for this electrician, because we have a lot of Anna, do you guys have a lot of power outages in that area?
Do we have a lot of what?
Power outages. Because in this area, city of Marietta, we get a lot of power outages. We get a lot of people that want to hit poles and, you know, stuff like that. So, you know, I got to worry about the ice cream here.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So is your power out? Is it back on?
Well, last week somebody hit a pole and ran out that $200 worth of dry ice. And I've been getting signs. I know I have to go buy a generator. So I have I called a guy to come give me a quote for if it goes off automatically, the generator goes on. So we're looking into that right now.
You have
wait
to. Yeah, that's good.
Yes, I wait for the guy to come in and give me a quote.
It's about paying attention to the signs, and you know, and that's, and I love it because every show organically the theme emerges, and today's theme is pay attention to the sign. When Anna was talking about the vehicle for Elisa's business, the attempt for it to be broken into, and there's always something energetically going on with the property where her aunt and she live, and pay attention to that. Our caller just now, Cindy, pay attention to the signs. You know, someone's all tangled up in a situation, pay attention to those signs. You with the power, and then you recognize the sign, and then you do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so important. It's so important to not dismiss the signs, because in a way, Source can only try so hard, you know, try so much to get your attention, and then that will increase exponentially, and we have to be very mindful. Some people end up with catastrophic illness as a sign, and being very mindful, aware people, we want the signs to be manageable and as neutral as possible, so that we can move forward and streamline our process. So, yeah, it's good that you are aware enough to take proactive action about the generator. I think that's very smart.
I'm going to do that. And then, finally, I'm not sure if y'all feel the energy, but, you know, I think I talked to you about it before, 2 weeks, 2 weeks, energies are off, totally off. So last night, You ever hear Toby Anderson, you guys?
Toby Anderson?
Yeah.
No, who is that?
I'll have to show you this link. He's my play brother, you know, was sending me some information about it. So just he kind of got me in one of his links, and I sat there yesterday doing a clearing. It's like he's like on a James level, but he's the same thing, but it's interesting also. So I sat here and listened to his module yesterday.
Oh, yeah, please send a link. That would be great.
Yeah. Other than that, I'm good. I was just actually calling to see if I can get a general message.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, Anna, because Lolita is special, we're all special here in the LOA Bun. No music for her. She'll just say pick when she's ready to hear the message that she picked. So we'll have a couple seconds of silence. And I'm ready, honey. So whenever you want to say pick, say pick.
Pick.
Okay. And the number for this, Anna, is 295. Okay. When all the divided, hidden parts of you can merge together safely and joyfully, the density of depression is shredded and the molting is over.
Mm.
This is a very, the imagery is really profound. Molting, that's when the birds, and the thing is, these are channeled messages, so these are images, I don't even know what they are. Molting is just when there's new feathers of a bird. But I'll read the message again. When all the divided, hidden parts of you can merge together safely and joyfully, the density of depression is shredded and the molting is over. So this tells me this is a period of renewal and reconfiguration. 295 is the number.
This is a number about changes, and you're in alignment with your destiny. So the two, of course, is balance. The nine is philanthropic or humanitarian kind of stuff. And the five is, of course, changes. So it goes along with the message, obviously. So your whatever is going on, you've got things that you've been planning and wanting to do for a very long time, and they are coming into fruition. They are your new, and obviously, I mean, look what you've done. I mean, you've created this wonderful space. And you've stepped into your dreams. You stepped into the things that you've been wanting to do. So this is your opportunity to make things happen the way you want them to. So trust the changes. Trust the shifting. So it's for your highest good.
Interesting, because it follows just what the energies have been going on. Like this morning after doing, just yesterday, I actually slept the whole night. I came to the house. Adam at the next room building his big-ass altar. So he's got people putting nails. I'm like, so I even slept through all of that. And I didn't get up till like 7:30. And I'm like, wow, I needed that. Like for me, quality sleep, it's not about the length of time. It's about the quality of sleep. Like
absolutely.
I just needed so when I woke up this morning, I just felt like something was just lifted, like whatever was going on the last 2 weeks. And it's just not me. It's like a lot of people that are, you know, are feeling it. And yesterday, this morning, I feel very refreshed. So that message coincides to everything that's been going, I guess what's been going on in the world right now or atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you just don't know. You just know that these energies are kind of, something's going on and then your body takes on to it. And then, sometimes it just takes one day and, I don't know, something you're given to do and you do it and you get a good night's sleep and you're good.
Oh, absolutely. Amen. I had a very parallel experience with sleep last night and desperate for it because I hadn't slept. I'm a very poor sleeper, generally speaking. So when I do get that sleep, but the energy is how you described it, I can totally relate. So I think that there is
definitely something going on, and to just have that profound rest to the point that I'm always happy not to remember my dreams. I'm like, good, but I'm tired. Like, I don't need to remember, like, what, you know, I blew up and this happened and I saw this person. Yeah, please, like, I'm good. So just that kind of have that breather and to feel like something heavy was lifted, something dense was lifted. I concur. And that's interesting because that was last night waking up into this morning. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, that's really interesting that you're saying that. So that's great.
Yeah, I know that, you know, we're all going through it, you know. We just don't know what the level we're going through it. So we're good.
Fabulous.
All right.
And
cool.
You're wonderful. Well, always a breath of sunshine to have you on the air. And it seems rumor has it that Elisa's going to be on with us on Thursday. So call in if
you
can.
Cool. Y'all need to do a show from my place and eat ice cream.
Yeah, we do. It's so funny. I was just thinking yesterday.
We could have the anniversary party here. OMG. We could do that.
Something to talk about.
I was going to say, Alita, we should come over and do our shows at your shop.
Yeah. We could do whatever. We could have ice cream for breakfast and lunch and cotton candy. We could just live like 5-year-olds and be okay.
Sounds perfect.
Love
all right,
it.
My guy came
That's
in here,
happen.
So
all right,
I know.
Go girl. Okay,
all right.
Love you. That's
bye, y'all. Love
idea.
Y'all. Bye.
Love you.
Bye.
So, oh my God, she really is like the third co-host, Lolita. It's so funny.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. We should do the ice cream show. We could have an ice cream show.
Yep. You guys should. Definitely.
Yep. All right. So I'm trying to get as many callers on here as possible because we probably have to take one more because I know you got to head out. So let's
see. Yes, I can take one more. I can do one more call and then I'll sign off.
Okay, Erica 248. Hi, you're on the VLOA Blend. Hello.
Hi, caller.
Hi there.
This is Jennifer. Can I have a card, please?
Absolutely, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Great. So we spoke a while ago, correct?
Yeah, probably about 6 months, or maybe,
yeah,
I don't know. Maybe
yeah,
two
I feel,
months.
Yes, it feels that way. So what I like to do with callers that we haven't talked to in a while, I just want to reset the energy. So, Jennifer, just asking for permission to connect to your energy, please.
Permission granted.
I love it. Thank you, Captain. Okay, so you know the routine. You'll hear the music. Please say pick, and I'll tell you what message you selected for yourself. All right?
Okay.
Stand by. I'm ready when you guys are. Okay, got it. Interesting. And the message, the number associated with this is 101. And before I read it, I'm getting, is someone around you, is there sadness all over the lot? Did somebody pass away?
Not recently, but this year.
Okay, well, I'm just getting some sadness, some energy, and I feel like it's associated with someone who has passed. And again, source doesn't deal with time. It's just, look, you can lose somebody 30 years ago and it could still impact you. So,
okay.
I
know who you're talking about. Yes, there is a lot of sadness, and it's not my sadness. It's someone else. They had their sister pass away.
It's around you. Yeah. And I felt like it was around you, which is why I said, either you or somebody around you.
Mm-hmm.
So whoever that person is that's feeling that sadness, maybe reach out to them. See how they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I called her. I did call her, and I said, can I come see you? And she said, no, not right
now. Okay, that
so.
Person, that I'm picking up on that. So thank you for the confirmation.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate
yeah.
it because I know this stuff doesn't come from out of, it's not random.
Mm-hmm.
And the callers, I really am so appreciative because you ground the energy that I pick up. So here is the message that you picked. Process new levels of grounding. The risk of being an original is paying off. Vulnerability converts to your greatest strength of truth. This is a really powerful message that you picked for yourself, Jennifer.
Yes.
Yeah, this is great. I want to read it. I want to read it again. But all the work that you've been doing on yourself, and this tells me you've been like for a long, not just like 6 months. We're talking like 6 years. Like this, you are now seeing the fruits of your labor with your inner work. You've had quite the personal journey to get to this place. And I don't have to know you to say that. Again, I'm reading the energy. I'll read the message again. Process new levels of grounding. The risk of being an original is paying off. Vulnerability converts to your greatest strength of truth. It's very interesting because the caller before Lolita, Anna, was talking about honesty. And again, for this message to talk about the strength of being truthful and the vulnerability that is that strength of being truthful. And I love this line, the risk of being an original is paying off. This is an amazing message. So
I agree.
Yeah. Good for you. And I'm just going to throw this over to Anna. And I love that the number is 101.
It's very binary.
That's a number. That's a powerful, powerful number. It's one, of course, is, you know, new beginnings. It's creativity. It's everything. It's one is you, and that zero is God. It's God's potential. This, so the number, it goes along with the message, obviously, is 101. It's really about trusting your inner wisdom and about your soul's mission. It's about developing your spiritual, you know, aspects of you, the spiritual aspects of you and your spiritual awakening. So it goes along the message, very, very powerful. You know, to trust in your angels. And it's interesting that you had called your friend and you said, may I come and see you? And she said, no. And here's the reason why, because you are developing yourself in such a way that your energy is vibrating in a way that is not comfortable for her. So her energy vibration is not where your energy vibration is. So don't, you know, energetically send her that love and that just know so that she, you know, she will energetically feel you and get that. When her vibration raises a bit, she can connect with you, and not until then, because you don't energetically feel good to her because of where you are in your awakening,
right,
your enlightenment. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not
that
about
makes sense.
You.
Yeah.
It's like she's, if you walked into the room, it's almost like you would be poking at whoever was in the room in that situation,
mm-hmm,
because your energy is so uplifted. So that's what this is about. This is a confirmation that says, you know, you are on your enlightened path. You can create your own reality. You can do it yourself. You have got the skills. And sometimes that doesn't feel good to people, to other people. Just, you know, it's because we line up with who we line up with energetically. So it's a good way of gauging, hey, am I going to hang out with these people? You know, do they feel good? Do they not feel good to me? Do I feel like I can connect them? I feel like, you know, like I'm talking, my arms are just like, I've got goosebumps. Because it's like, I can feel the energy. It's like, woo, it feels really good.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, this is the wave I want to ride. This is the wave I want to ride, and I want to keep riding this wave. And for you to connect with her and send her unconditional love, and anyone that you feel like you want to send that unconditional love to, you are powerful enough to send that and to encompass them too. I feel like it's like the universal energetic hug, like, you know, just hug them and love them unconditionally, because that's what's going to hold them and nourish, give them nourishment, really, is what you're doing, energetic nourishment. Okay, good.
Did you guys talk about the full moon at all at the beginning of the show or no?
No, we didn't.
No. No, but
I feel like this last full moon was just like a kick in everyone's butt to start doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. Well, please don't be a stranger, Danger. Being here with us.
I will. Love you guys. Thanks very much.
Yeah.
Love you too.
Yes.
Come back on.
Congratulations on all your progress. Keep it up. Good girl.
Thanks. All right. Bye.
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 Yeah. So.
Wow.
Yes.
Sort of power with that one. Yeah.
Yeah, I got good. When you were saying that, I everything that you were describing about the goosebumps and all of that, I completely was feeling the same thing. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, in my house, by no means is hot, but it's, you know, it's comfortable, but it's as Georgia. We're not freezing here, obviously. And
no.
I'm just sitting in my dining room, like, going, oh, my gosh, the air is standing up my arms, and I have goosebumps because the energy is so powerful. Like, she has
very powerful.
And she can throw that out, and she can cast a beautiful net for her friends and family. I mean, that's just, we all can. When we get ourselves into that, you know, state, we all can. So it's really, really cool. Well, awesome.
Right.
Well,
wonderful.
Yeah, that was the last person raising their hand, so great.
Perfect.
And so I want to say Marguerite is in the chat room. Of course, we have Radio Jihad Network. He's asking about our philosophy counter in the global jihad movement. We don't work on stuff external. We work on ourselves internal. So we don't really get into, I want to say, politics or whatever.
Sometimes it's just however the conversation, there's no agenda with the show.
Yeah.
We're just as present-minded as possible.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
If there is a personal impact with an issue that resonates with us, it comes up in the in the conversation. But it's very spontaneous and organic, and it's not the format for this particular show, although we don't limit ourselves to what we talk about, but it's basically we're just present in the moment and what arises, arises. So unfortunately, this isn't the show that we can give a direct answer to that particular issue in this moment. I think that's...
What they're asking in chat, there's a lot that you could look at energetically there about the questions that are being answered. And
I would
say this, if you want to send the questions, the same questions to the loablend@gmail.com, and Liz, you can forward them to me. I would love to respond with answers that I feel energetic. It feels like the panel
that
Trey put us on. Remember that?
Yes. That's how
about,
we kind
about,
of meant that we were on these very kind of like CNN law of
attraction. CNN world panel about world conditions. And so we answered questions. And
it's not
that I love these questions, but I can direct answers to that. So, or connect
that's
with
great.
Me.
I'll give
you
out, send yes. it. I think that's wonderful
yeah,
that you
the
offer
LOA
that.
The LOA Blend
at Gmail? Yes. It's LOA. It's not the. So it's LOA Blend.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why I just want to clarify it. So if you want to address those questions, the perfect person would be our founder and wonderful co-host today, Anna Vangelin, who is just talking, loablend@gmail.com. I will forward your email to Anna, and she can address your questions, and I think that would be great. So perfect time for us to sign off because I have to get to work. So if you guys need to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. And please like Universal Energy Radio on Facebook. Check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. And we're scheduled to be back on the air, and perhaps Elisa will be able to join us. Yay, she's on her way home from her world travels this coming day at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Thanks, as always, for a wonderful show, everybody. And in the meantime, remember to Anna with your wonderful tagline, please.
Oh, remember that life is your journey. Be happy where you are and watch where you take you. We love you all. Thank you so much.
Love
and
you.
Greatly appreciated. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Tell me something good.
Tell me that.